Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, in the US, police in Providence, Rhode Island are back on the manhunt for the suspect who fatally shot two people and wounded nine others at Brown University on Saturday. Officials had detained a person of interest on Sunday, but later released that person, explaining that the evidence now points in a different direction. All remaining in-person exams and classes for the semester have been cancelled. Eddie O'Sullivan, a familiar name to listeners, is the technical advisor at Brown University's men's rugby team. He's, of course, former Irish rugby coach. He joins me on the line now. Good evening, Eddie.
Evening, Colm.
You were in Ireland when the news came through. It must have come as a shock.
Yeah, it was a huge shock. It was obviously Saturday night. I got back about a week ago. Our season had just finished, and I was at home relaxing. And we have a WhatsApp group, and I got a text into the WhatsApp group advising people about the alert that was sent out and to hunker down and find safety. So I was kind of shocked. I didn't know what to make of it. And I contacted our team manager, and he told me that they've just got an alert that there was an active shooter on campus. And people were actually told to shelter in place. It's called a shelter in place order, which is sent out if something like that happens, and everybody gets copied on it. That's, you're looking at 10,000 students and then staff as well. So that was the first I heard of it. That was about 9:20. I was literally ongoing at that stage because the shooter was still active.
And did you contact people in the university and check up on them?
Well, what we did is we activated a situation where the coaches reached out to all the players. We had the players contact, because we've about 60 players in the club, and we were trying to figure out where everybody was. And because the rugby season is over and it was a weekend, everyone was gone in different directions. So it took about 2 hours to track everybody down. And eventually we found that everybody, where they were, that they were safe, and that's all we could do. And then offer them, opportunities if they wanted to go to somebody's house to be together and stuff like that.
And did this system, that the alert system on your phone, was that something that basically as part of your orientation in Brown University, you were told about that this is part and parcel of campus life?
It is indeed. I think every university would have it. Unfortunately, the shooting incidents are not new or unusual or that unusual. And they're horrendous when they happen. And you just think it won't happen where you are. But every university has a system for doing that. And as I say, they send out what they call a shelter-in-place order. So no matter where you are, you stay where you are and you lock it down. You put your phone on silent and you hide in the building. And if you're outdoors, then you have to find your way, if you can, to an area like a gymnasium where you might get hundreds of people who would get in there if they were outside. And so there's a whole mechanism around that and a way of dealing with a situation like that. And there was a lockdown. That lockdown went on for over 12 hours. It was like after 5 in the morning when they got the word that they could leave the buildings and go back home.
I suppose you can be prepared and you can know about this protocol, but it doesn't diminish your sense of shock when something actually happens.
No, you just, like, everything you don't think is going to happen where you are, and then suddenly you're right in the middle of it. No, I wasn't right in the middle of it, and unfortunately I was back at home. I left a week ago. But yeah, it's as simple as that, and relieved everybody was safe, but it's then horrified that two people are dead and nine others injured.
Right, and the fact that the shooter has yet to be caught probably adds to that sense of insecurity.
Well, even today on campus, players are reaching out to each other and finding somewhere to go, because I think players now when they leave and go home early, because they've cancelled all exams. The exams are going ahead on the weekend on Saturday when the incident took place. So now they've cancelled all exams. So I guess like a lot of people are trying to try and get off campus now and get home early, because the term is only finishing next week. So we're trying to help people if they need lifts to airports and stuff, or if they want to stay with somebody or with friends or with some of the staff, so they're not maybe left on their own in the building. So there is that sense around at the moment that this isn't over, because obviously the person that they believed they had isn't the person they thought he was, and now the shooter is still out there. Now, you never know these things, but it just, when you're in that situation, it's very unnerving for people.
You're no stranger to working in the States. You were involved in the national coaching setup a couple of decades ago. You're back in Brown now. But would any part of this make you think twice about working in the States, or is this just something you factor in when you go to work there?
I think that's something you factor in. I've been in the US for years and years. I mean, you just are aware that people do carry guns in America, and that's just normal course of life there. The Second Amendment is hugely important in America, and there's been numerous attempts to try and dilute that, and it's always a huge pushback. You know, yesterday, you know, was the 13th anniversary of probably one of the worst mass shootings in American history. Regarded by many as the Sandy Hook shooting back in 2012, where 26 people were killed. That was 20 children included in that, ages 6 to 7. And then there was a lot of thought that maybe that would be the trigger for diluting the Second Amendment, but it never happened because the political will, they couldn't carry it out. So there is a gun culture in America, and you're aware of that. Certainly, you don't know who's carrying a gun in America. I don't think you think about it every day. It's just something that you're aware of, and it doesn't stop people going to America, but it is a different culture than we're used to in Ireland.
Sure. Eddie O'Sullivan, thanks very much for that. Eddie O'Sullivan, technical advisor at Brown University's men's rugby club and also the former Irish rugby coach. Thanks for joining us on that this evening.